Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour. With us is Lance Hansen, fresh from his vacation in Maui. I was going to, you know, I thought for some reason you were in Mexico, but it was the other M.
Yes.
Maui.
Yes, it was.
Congratulations.
It was. Yeah, it was fun.
Did you
out there for business, you know.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah,
every you're looking for condos.
Yeah. Well, no, we had a RE/MAX conference.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
So you were there for business?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool to wear. Un poquito.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, we had a news story this week, as a matter of fact, and I teased this yesterday, talking about home valuations in the United States. There are some markets out there that are red hot from the standpoint of rising prices. So far, I mean, 6% jump in home prices in September alone.
Yeah.
Wow, what's going on? And apparently they can't build enough new houses.
They can't. I mean, new construction is behind. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of homes that need to be built, and they can't go fast enough to get that done. And so it's putting pressure all across with lack of inventory. And the biggest pressure is lack of entry inventory.
Right. For starter homes?
Yeah, starter homes. We're just now seeing a little bit. There's like a couple of projects out in Altoona where they're making the lots are a little bit smaller. The homes have two-car attached garages instead of three. So we're back to like how can we build homes that people can afford to move into.
Well, if you don't have that stock, if you don't have first-time home buyer houses, you lock a whole bunch of people out of the opportunity, and then that depresses the market all the way around because there's nothing else to move into.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would that be accurate?
No, it is true. It's a cycle that starts at the first-time home buyer entry level. And they buy, and then everybody buys up along the ladder. Mm-hmm. And without that starter in there, it's really hard to make something happen. And we're facing a lot of that right now.
Here in now, we were talking on a national level. Prices were up by 6%. What's going on here in the metro?
You know, we're up, and you know, you got to be careful about monthly. You know, because it's up and down, and it just depends. You know, when you get to a smaller level, which like just our Des Moines Area Association, when you get to that, I mean, you know, if there's two or three really high-dollar homes that sell, that'll raise your average pricing up. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're up, you know, $3,000-$4,000 in price, but it has nothing to do with most of the homes. And we're, you know, there's a touch of slowdown in just that, you know, it's that time of year.
Sure.
Weather, you know, all those things are
weather,
going on.
60 degrees?
Well,
isn't
yeah,
a good thing?
Yeah, it's coming. Trust me. It'll be here. But all those things happen this time of year, and there'll be a little bit of a slowdown. We've got some more inventory on the market here now than we've had for quite some time. And, you know, that's helping. It's helping our pricing from really skyrocketing.
Where, when you talk about pricing, Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, from RE/MAX Concepts, which, by the way, you changed your logo and you changed.
We did.
The
we
name
did all that just thing. To screw with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But
we haven't said Real Estate Concepts in a long time.
Right.
So we're on it.
You're doing good.
We're on it. When we talk about home pricing here in the greater Des Moines metro, where's the midline at? Generally?
High hundreds.
Really?
Yeah, probably in there, like 190.
Yeah?
Somewhere in that range.
So that still becomes relatively affordable on a 30-year mortgage. Yeah,
you know, with the interest rates where they're at and that kind of stuff, I mean, our affordability index is probably as good as most around here. You know, we mess around and get a percent and a half increase in rates, and that's when you're going to feel the pricing change.
Well, I know that there was the news story today was that financials gained again today. Yesterday they gained on the Dow. Today they gained on the Dow. And one of the things that they're gaining about is that the Fed has said, yeah, it looks like we're going to raise those rates again. And,
yeah.
Of course, that means more money in the pipeline for somebody to make money off of.
Yeah, and one of the things I saw this morning when I was looking early, I watched the financials just to see how broke I am. but I watched this morning and saw that the 10-year's up dramatically.
Mm-hmm. And that's tied, isn't it?
Well, that's probably the best indicator. Right. The 30-year isn't because it drags, you know. But the 10-year indicator is probably the best one for looking at mortgages and how they might work. So if somebody's getting more of a yield on a 10-year, you're probably going to pay more in interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you watch that and you watch gas prices.
And gas prices, we had that story just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Gas prices are on their way up just in time for that holiday season traveling.
Yeah, and when you watch gas prices, and it's a weird tie, I have no idea why. But when gas prices go up, mortgage rates go up. It's weird.
And one of the things, Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, from RE/MAX Concepts, one of the things that you have said over and over and over and over and over again on this broadcast is now's the time to get in the market.
It has been. For a long time, it's been a good time to get in the market. And I still like it. You know, I don't think we're overpriced. I think there's areas where, you know, the more higher desired areas, you're probably paying a little bit of a premium, but land's not going down.
No.
It's not going to get cheaper to build a house, and that's what fuels that. And we've still got a ton of people that haven't bought yet. Millennials are in a delayed thing; they're just coming into the market strong now. You know, you get immigration and people that are in here, you know, doing their thing and starting new lives, and they're there. And we'll see that turnaround because the rents have gone up so much. They're
going to push people. Skyrocketing.
They're going to push people into that market as soon as they can buy.
Yeah. And so many families are they're renting and the rents continue to go up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the highest numbers as far as the consumer. I was going to say Consumer Protection Bureau, but that's not what I'm talking
right.
about. But as far as the indicators. For inflation, you know, they usually take out food and rent and housing and those kinds of things. But if you include that stuff, man, we're hurting in the housing sector. And so that will push people into the home ownership opportunity. So what's next for RE/MAX Concepts? You've changed the name. You've changed the logo. What else you got? What beans can you spill here today?
Well, our biggest thing is just to continue to get better and better at what we do for our agents so they can do the best thing for their people. And there's nothing secret about that other than, you know, you're trying to find out what's out there that makes efficiencies. And so for me, technology is not good for just being technology. Technology is about how can you be more efficient so you can help more people and you can be better at what you do, service-wise, service orientation, that kind of thing. And so that's been my single focus for our last year of ownership.
Finding more technological opportunities.
Yeah, just finding the things that make it better for our agents
and our
concepts itself. How can we, you know, offer more to the agents using technology?
So they can do their job.
Right.
And it all makes sense.
Somewhere.
Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, fresh from his vacation. I understand that you ran into Tyler Hackenmiller in the airport.
Yes,
yeah,
that was pretty fun. Yeah. I was like, oh, hey,
oh,
hi.
Him.
It was like out of character. I was like, oh, yeah, I know you.
You don't have headphones on. What's going on?
Exactly,
here?
Exactly.
Thanks so much for doing this, Lance.
I appreciate it.
All right, Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, RE/MAX Concepts. All right, we've got to get on out of here. We have had a busy, busy day with Rob Barron and Itay Miller and talking about Israel and economic development and Iowa and housing and wow. Where do you get this kind of stuff? No place else other than the Business News Hour, Monday through Friday from 5 until 6 o'clock. For all of us associated with the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. James Goodlett is the guy that, he's created the music that you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour. The voice of the Business News Hour is Jimmy Olson, and the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. And good night.